Before reading the book, I should like to recite one of the most impressive suttas which I know. It is the sutta on man's potential from the Anguttara Nikaya, Book of the Twos, 2.9. This sutta reads as follows. Abandon evil, O monks. One can abandon evil, O monks. If it were impossible to abandon evil, I would not ask you to do so. But as it can be done, therefore, I say, abandon evil. If this abandoning of evil would bring harm and suffering, I would not ask you to abandon it. But as the abandoning of evil brings weal and happiness, therefore I say, abandon evil. Cultivate the good, O monks. One can cultivate what is good, O monks. If it were impossible to cultivate the good, I would not ask you to do so. But as it can be done, therefore I say, cultivate the good. If this cultivation of the good would bring harm and suffering, I would not ask you to cultivate it. But as the cultivation of the good brings weal and happiness, therefore I say, cultivate the good. This was the Sutta on Man's Potential. I shall now start reading Ajahn Sujin's book. Chapter 1. The 10 Perfections in Daily Life. The 10 perfections, paramis, are most important as conditions for the complete eradication of defilements. We should develop each kind of kusala so that there are conditions for the arising of panya, which can eradicate all defilements stage by stage. Kusala is not always a perfection, and thus it is necessary to understand correctly when kusala is a perfection and when it is not. Since the 10 perfections are essential for the eradication of defilements, we should study them, understand their significance, and further develop them. The 10 perfections, the paramis, are the following. Generosity, or dana, morality, sila, renunciation, nekama, wisdom, panya, energy, virya, patience, kanti, truthfulness, sakka, determination, adetana, loving kindness, or metta, and equanimity, upekka. It is beneficial carefully to study the 10 perfections, so that we can consider and investigate for ourselves which perfections have not been sufficiently accumulated. We should develop all of them, and in this way there can be conditions for the realization of the Four Noble Truths. If someone's goal is the arising of sati that is aware of the characteristics of reality as they naturally appear in daily life, but if he does not take into consideration the development of the perfections, he will notice that time and again he is overcome by akusala kama. There are, unfortunately, more conditions for the arising of akusala kama than for the arising of kusala kama. We cannot know for how long in the future each one of us will have to develop and accumulate the 10 perfections. However, during the lifespan that we can do so, we should develop each of the perfections as much as we are able to do. The 10 perfections have lobha, attachment, as their opposite, and therefore we should not forget that we should develop them not because we expect a result of kusala, but because we see the danger of each kind of akusala. We should not develop the perfections because we wish for a result to materialize within this cycle of birth and death, but because our aim is the eradication of defilements and finally reaching the end of the cycle of birth and death. The end of the cycle can be reached when all defilements have been eradicated completely. So long as there are defilements, there is no end to the cycle of birth and death. Thus, one should not develop the perfections in the expectation of a result of kusala in the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, if a person sees the disadvantage of avarice, he develops generosity, dana. If someone sees and understands the disadvantage of the transgression of morality, sila, he observes sila. He sees that by heedlessness as to action and speech, and by the committing of evil deeds and speech, he will come to harm, and he will harm others. One may not realize that even speech that was carelessly uttered can harm oneself as well as other people. Therefore, if a person sees the danger of the transgression of moral conduct, he will observe morality and will be ever more heedful as to action and speech. If someone sees the disadvantage of all sense pleasures, including those connected with married life, he will be inclined to renunciation, nekama. If a person realizes the danger of ignorance and doubt, he will be inclined to the study of the Dhamma, so that he will know and understand realities as they are. And this is the development of the perfection of wisdom, panya. If someone sees the disadvantage of laziness, he will be inclined to energy, virya. If a person sees the disadvantage of impatience, he will develop the parami of patience, kanti. If someone sees the disadvantage of insincerity in action and speech, he will be inclined to truthfulness, sakka. If he sees the disadvantage of indecisiveness, he will be inclined to determination, the perfection of adhidhana. If a person sees the danger of vengefulness, he will be inclined to loving-kindness, the perfection of metta. And if a person sees the disadvantage of the worldly conditions, such as gain and loss, praise and blame, he will be inclined to equanimity, the perfection of upekkha. All these qualities are actually the 10 perfections that should gradually be accumulated and developed. The characteristic, function, manifestation, and proximate cause of the perfections. We read in the Paramatta Dipani, the commentary to the Basket of Conduct, Charyapitika, Kudaka Nikaya, about the characteristics of the 10 perfections. I am now quoting from the Paramatta Dipani. 1. Giving, dana, has the characteristic of relinquishing. Its function is to dispel greed for things that can be given away. Its manifestation is non-attachment, or the achievement of prosperity and the favorable state of existence. An object that can be relinquished is its proximate cause. 2. Virtue, sila, has the characteristic of composing, silana, coordinating, samadana, and establishing, patitana, are also mentioned as its characteristic. Its function is to dispel moral depravity, or its function is blameless conduct. Its manifestation is moral purity. Shame and moral dread are its proximate cause. 3. Renunciation, nekama, has the characteristic of departing from sense pleasures and existence. its function is to verify the unsatisfactoriness they involve. Its manifestation is the withdrawal from them. A sense of spiritual urgency, samvega, is its proximate cause. For wisdom, panya, has the characteristic of penetrating the real specific nature of dhammas, or the characteristic of sure penetration, like the penetration of an arrow shot by a skillful archer. Its function is to illuminate the objective field like a lamp. Its manifestation is non-confusion, like a guide in a forest. Concentration, or the Four Noble Truths, is its proximate cause. 5. Energy has the characteristic of striving. Its function is to fortify. Its manifestation is infatigability. An occasion for the arousing of energy, or a sense of spiritual urgency, is its proximate cause. 6. Patience has the characteristic of acceptance. Its function is to endure the desirable and undesirable. Its manifestation is tolerance or non-opposition. Seeing things as they really are is its proximate cause. 7. Truthfulness has the characteristic of non-deceptiveness in speech. Its function is to verify in accordance with fact. Its manifestation is excellent. Honesty is its proximate cause. 8. Determination has the characteristic of determining the requisites of enlightenment. Its function is to overcome their opposites. Its manifestation is unshakableness in that task. The requisites of enlightenment are its proximate cause. 9. Loving-kindness, metta, has the characteristic of promoting the welfare of living beings. Its function is to provide for their welfare, or its function is to remove resentment. Its manifestation is kindliness. Seeing the agreeable side of beings is its proximate cause. 10. Equanimity, upekkha, has the characteristic of promoting the aspect of neutrality. Its function is to see things impartially. Its manifestation is the subsiding of attraction and repulsion. Reflection upon the fact that all beings inherit the results of their own karma is its proximate cause. End of the quotation from the Paramatta Dipani. Apart from these definitions, there are many other passages in the commentary to the Basket of Conduct, the Charyapitaka, dealing in great detail with the perfections. To what extent such details should be studied depends on the ability of each individual to see their value and to investigate realities. Everybody would like to fulfill all the 10 perfections, but in order to do so, one should very gradually develop and accumulate them. Before we listen to the Dhamma, akusala citta was likely to arise often, and we did not understand at all how to develop the Eightfold Path. When someone has listened to the Dhamma, he acquires understanding of the development of panya and of the Eightfold Path. However, when people have gained already some degree of understanding, they can notice that very seldom in a day samasati, right awareness, arises and is aware of the characteristics of reality. Therefore, it is necessary truly to know oneself and to find out the reason why right awareness arises very seldom. It may be that someone has understood the right way of development of panya that can eradicate the wrong view of self and realize the Four Noble Truths. However, what is the reason that right awareness does not develop in accordance with one's understanding of the path. The reason is that everybody has defilements, and this can be compared to suffering from illness. We are like a sick person who does not know how to recover and gain strength. We see that the way we have to travel is extremely far, but when our body is not healthy and strong, we cannot travel all the way through and reach our destination. The Eightfold Path is the long way we have to travel in order to reach our destination, that is, the realization of the Four Noble Truths. We should consider ourselves how we can reach our destination. Otherwise, we are like a person who knows the way but who cannot go it. We are like someone who does not know how to gain strength and recover from his ailments. Therefore, listening to the Dhamma and considering it so that we can gain understanding can be compared to the situation of a person who looks for the right medicine to cure his illness. Someone who does not listen to the Dhamma and does not even know that he is sick will not look for medicine to cure his illness. As soon as he finds the Dhamma and has right understanding of it, he is like a person who has found the right medicine that cures his illness so that he has sufficient strength to travel a long way. The Dhammas that make the citta healthy and strong so that one can walk the Eightfold Path all the way through are the 10 perfections. We should carefully consider the perfections so that we have correct understanding of them. Otherwise, we shall not be able to develop them. We may listen to the Dhamma every day, but we should know and consider why we listen. We should listen with the firm determination and intention to have right understanding of the Dhamma so that we can apply it, and even so apply it during each life to come. We should know the right purpose of listening, the development of panya that can eradicate defilements. In this way, the perfections can begin to develop while we listen. When we listen, the perfection of determination can develop. We should know the meaning of the perfection of determination. Without mental strength, one cannot fulfill this perfection. Some people who perform kusala, such as generosity, express their determination by prayer, but they do not know the meaning of determination. When one has the firm, unshakable determination to reach the goal, the eradication of akusala, determination is a perfection, and this is an essential condition for the development of panya. If we do not study the perfections, we may continue to just listen without knowing the right purpose of it, and because of this, we surely shall not realize the Four Noble Truths. We should consider whether the perfections begin to develop while we listen to the Dhamma. Whenever we have the firm determination to listen with the right purpose, the development of panya, we develop and accumulate all the 10 perfections so that they can reach accomplishment. So far, the first chapter of Ajahn Sujin's book on the perfections in daily life.